Welcome to Floating Lift Tea Podcast. My name is Xiaowen, and today we are delighted to have our...
okay, start over, ready, and...
Today we are very delighted to have our cousin Jake
你好.
To join us. 你好. And Noah is a... what? Noah joins us on the tea session today.
Hi, I'm Noah.
Welcome,
Hi.
Noah.
Thank you.
Welcome to Floating Leaves. So today we're going to drink an oolong.
Correct.
And it's from Taiwan.
Correct.
Nice.
Yeah. Very
so,
good.
So what are we drinking today?
Today we are going to drink a Muzha Tie Guan Yin. Let's see. I think we got the tea in... When? We got the tea in...
Maybe 3 months ago?
Or longer ago?
6 months ago?
Okay. 6 months ago?
Huh.
It was really strong on the roasting.
Roast, and, so you're letting it settle a little bit.
Yeah, and so today will be actually the number fourth time that I try this tea.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see if it's still really super strong or is it a little bit more balanced. I think that's the goal of today.
Cool. Sounds good. So, harvested in 2018?
Yes.
Mm. Probably winter tea?
Yeah.
Winter tea, okay.
Oh, I remember because we were going to bring this tea to the East Coast when we went.
Oh, okay.
And we decided not to because it was still really, really roasty.
Really strong.
Oh, okay.
So,
sure.
we at least had the tea before February.
Okay.
In February 2019.
So, we'll reconvene here in about 4 years. And we'll try the tea.
Sometimes it's necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had another Tie Guan Yin. Actually, it was from Mr. Zhang. Mm. Mr. Zhang, the
Zhang.
Farmer.
Mm.
Muzha farmer. And I bought it in 2016.
Wow.
Yeah. And now I think it just...
beginning
It just
open.
Beginning yeah. to open.
Wow.
And this one will be a little bit modern
it's
style.
A modern,
modern
style.
A modern traditional style.
Mm.
Hmm.
Because you can see it doesn't have
It doesn't
that,
look too dark.
It doesn't have that amber color. So the oxidation probably a little bit lighter. You guys want to smell the leaves?
Okay. They look fairly green. Hmm. Yeah, it doesn't smell, to me, it doesn't smell too overly roasted, but...
Hmm, tea.
It smells like oolong.
Is that green tea or oolong?
It's green oolong.
Mm. Oh, no.
We're getting very philosophical and deep. So when you say it's a modern style, but it's kind of traditional, it's darker roasted, but how's a modern style different?
So traditional tea, Tie Guan Yin, they do a lot of actually rolling, bruising
okay.
before they kill
rolling
the
in.
Grain. But not the rolling to shape the tea.
Oh.
It's rolling to do the post-oxidation.
Ah, okay.
And that process sometimes actually lasts around 2 to 3 days. And so a lot of people don't want to go through that processing. And that's also, I think, where the tea juice really, like Tie Guan Yin, they say, just like you say, Wu Yi Yan Cha has Yan Yun, Tie Guan Yin, Ye Yo Tie Guan Yin Yun.
Uh-huh.
It also has Tie Guan Yin Yun. To be able to pull that out, I think that was a key processing, but it takes 2 days at least to just go in and then
Pretty
keep.
Complex process.
Yeah, yeah. And to post oxidize the tea, that's how the tea can also turn amber color.
So they
and then and then they do slow fire.
Okay.
Yeah. So the whole Tie Guan Yin thing takes
consuming.
A long time
okay.
to even finish one batch of tea.
So the modern process is them doing more of that rolling.
Regular oxidation and then heavier roasting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, it's a heavy tea, you see?
Yeah, it's heavy, but it's, yeah. The roast doesn't seem to be too overpowering, but I can see where it's definitely there. Some fire.
Yeah, there's some. And it's getting more, I think the broth and the roasting and the body is binding together much better right now.
Bound together.
bound together. Mm.
Just a little shameless self-promotion for our Dong Ding mini documentary.
Yeah, for those of you who are who is wondering that, who is Jake? Jake is our photography wizard, and he's the one who went to Taiwan with us multiple times, including in 2017, we went to Dong Ding Mountain and we filmed that, we put that film together, Dong Ding documentary, bound together.
So. AKA the skinny guy with tattoos.
I think it's developing a little bit. Yeah,
it's nice. I like it. I tend to drink more teas that are more, as far as oolongs, more on the oxidized side of things. Oxidized and roasted, charcoal roasting, and like charcoal roasted Dong Ding is obviously one of my favorites, but yeah.
Do you guys taste that bitterness?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's nice.
Not super overwhelming, no.
Okay. It's very fresh tasting, too. You can taste like the fresh green base of it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When was the last time you guys had this tea? It's been a couple months?
Probably. Well, this one, I actually just do a not super focused brewing. I had a bag of this sample at home and I didn't know. Mm. I just like try to drink a tea that is, it's okay, because we were taking it outside.
Mm.
And I was brewing that tea and I took a sip. I said, what is this tea? Which tea was this one?
Yeah.
Some sort of tea going, but I have no idea what this tea was. And then, I actually drank this tea about a week ago.
Mm.
Yeah, but I actually didn't know.
It's very nice. It's very, even just the first cup, it's very coating in the mouth. It's very, like really lingers around the tongue for me. It's nice.
And so last week when we tried this tea, I already feel that, oh, wow, a lot of, because I did like 7 infusions and just put it in the mason jar.
Okay, kind of grandpa style.
Yeah, and so a lot of, but I brew it though. I didn't do grandpa. Okay. And there was a lot of fruit. And that day, and I thought, well, if this was the Tie Guan Yin, then we should try it and maybe put it on the website now, since that Tie Guan Yin fruit already developed.
So you've been waiting for it to kind of calm down before you add it to the website and, mm-hmm. and sell it.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Well, passes my taste test. I like it. Definitely has some strength to it.
Yeah, there's a strength, and then there's a little bit of bitterness, mm-hmm. and the bitterness will get pretty strong, and sometimes I guess I don't need to, but I sometimes worry about people couldn't accept it.
Mm.
The amount of
it's a different bitterness though, like a lot of, you know, a lot of different kinds of bitterness you associate some teas are just, I don't know, maybe it's just astringency as well, but this bitterness is like, it reminds me of just like chewing on a leaf where you have that natural, and it's just, it's the there, but it's not overpowering or anything like that.
Oh yeah. How did you ask me that question?
Mm.
I said the tea is still a little bit bitter. And then you say, is it tea bitter or?
Oh, the roasty bitter. There's a difference between like the natural plant's bitterness. And then there's like that over roasted bitterness. Okay. It's a different thing.
Yeah. So there, I mean, like there, like you said, there's different bitterness, and the bitterness on this is, I like it. I mean, it's not, you know, and if bitterness is integrated well with other stuff going on,
other stuff is actually quite balanced.
It's
nice,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of mouthwatering too now.
Mm, a little bit. Yeah.
Salivating.
And I thought you move into the body a little bit.
Mm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So this is a third infusion.
Still smells like tea. That's good. They say that laughter increases the health benefits of tea 500%.
Oh,
did you know that?
But it's not as fruity today.
As it was the other day.
Yeah, the other day was fruity to me, really fruity. I was like, wow, this strong fruit? Nice.
And you brewed it in teapot as well then, or?
Yeah, in a teapot, okay. In a clay teapot, uh-huh. And I just do 7 infusions, and then I just add it on.
Fill up a mason jar.
I did that the other day.
It tastes pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I was in a hurry and I had to get going, and I had some charcoal Dong Ding actually of yours.
Whoa.
And so I steeped it just several times and put it into a container, and it was great.
Mm. But like, actually, in a way, this tea is very interesting. It feels, just as you say, it feels light and it feels very heavy.
It's multidimensional.
It got both. But light doesn't come as, you know, some of the Dongding traditional teas. The light comes from this extreme smoothness in the mouth. Mm. And then the heavy come from the roasting. And this one, the heavy, I think, come out of roasting. But the light, I think, come out of the...
It's nice because it's definitely different
oxidation,
enough.
Oxidation, I think.
From other teas, especially other chia guanyin. You can tell it's chia guanyin, but it's different enough to where it's interesting. You know?
Yeah, it's very different from the regular chia guanyin.
It's different from a lot of... I haven't had a ton of muja, you know, aside from... I have some age from 2004, and then I think some stuff you have also 2018, but maybe different from a different farmer.
Yeah, yeah, the regular crop.
But this is different from both those quite a bit, considerably. It's nice.
When it first came in, I thought it kind of tasted like roasted high mountain oolong.
Okay, yeah.
But now it has a more of like a saltiness in the back of the throat, almost like a mineral saltiness.
Mm-hmm. Cool, and then the next infusion. I would say this tea, it's very stable.
It's very, yeah, very solid.
Very stable, like the liquid kind of pretty much right now it's fourth infusion. It look similar on the color and it feels similar on every infusion so far.
Very consistent, yeah.
Yeah.
And we were talking yesterday briefly about how Muja Chia Guanyin is becoming more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to figure out maybe why that was, whether it was there's less people making it or, you know, what things are contributing to that. But that is a fact that Muja Chia Guanyin is becoming a little more expensive.
I think if you look at Muja, it is a very small region for Taiwanese tea growing region. You can walk, I think, on that mountain. And on the top of that, the technique requires such a long process. If people, most of the consumers don't understand the tea, and while they do have to add a price on the process, you know, like, well, this tea takes 24 hours, our tea takes 5 days. And on the top of that, if not as many people like that style of teas, you can see that it's gonna die down.
Tea drinkers that I met in China when I was drinking a lot of Muja Chia Guanyin, I would bring it with me.
Uh-huh.
And they'd say, they'd drink it, they'd say, oh, you must like this because it tastes like coffee. And that's all they would say about the tea. But, I mean, they're drinking like green Chia Guanyin and like green Dongding style teas so much. And just like those are so much easier
in comparison,
to make.
It's just so contrasting.
Yeah, the market is not interested as much.
Mm.
But people will go crazy with Alisan Dongding, like fragrant style Dongding in mainland China at least.
Sure.
Take one in, they always do the fragrant style stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Very similar. Like an Anchi. I know that a friend of mine was recently over there and he was saying how it was all just super, super light. And they kept saying, this is the best tea is this light Chia Guanyin. And he was like, maybe that's not what I want, you know?
Mm.
So it's, yeah, I tend to like the traditional, something with a roast on it for sure. If it's done right. I remember a couple years ago, I was in Chinatown, San Francisco, and we went to some tea shops and I blindly bought some, it was some 1980s Dongding. It didn't look fantastic, but I figured, why not? Something to drink in the hotel.
Mm.
And I got it, and it tasted like burnt coffee. I mean, it was just, whether they just roasted it too much, or were trying to touch it up, or didn't know what they're doing, or something. But it was just, and so no amount of sitting around is probably going to make that tea any better. Uh-huh. It's just, it is what it is.
Mm. Yeah.
So someone who likes coffee a lot, that's going to be your Christmas present. It's not a bad flavor, but when it completely covers the tea, then it's like, what's the point? Might as well just drink coffee.
Or drink charcoal.
Drink charcoal, yeah. Exactly. But that's also one of the things I like about Mr. Lai and Mr. John, and the teas they roast are just so pure and clean. Like every one of his teas, his pu'er, is so clean. And this tea has that kind of like very just natural, clean taste to it as well. Something about it is just very, very good.
We'll do one more infusion to see if this tea has any more to give.
Do a long infusion, see if you can break the structure.
Oh, yeah, I can.
She's putting the teapot over some charcoal right now, out in flames.
Blowtorch.
teapot's turning black. We'll see what happens.
Challenger accepted. It's fine.
Yeah, it tastes fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long infusion, too.
Long infusion is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, this will actually build some feeling.
Mm. Some character.
That's it for another 10 years. Come back to it.
Remember how it tastes now. Mm. Store that memory.
I thought it was 4.
25 years later.
20. Epic tea, another 15 years.
You guys are 18 years every single time.
18 years.
18? It was 4, then 10, and then 20, 25, 18.
What's fully matured, Mujia Chaguanyin? When does it really peak? I've had very roasted teas that I let sit for maybe 4 or 5 years. They got really good, and then I wished I had more. But this is good now. I mean, this is drinkable now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's okay, huh?
Tastes good.
Well, we're not very excited.
It's better than Shimbaku.
We can't say that. That was suas.
I didn't say that. I said Shimbaku.
Ah.
Secret code.
Well, their Chinese branch will come sue us. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Let them try to sue me.
Mr. Sue.
So, anything you like about this tea?
Not really. I'm going to go to Tea Ivana. No, I like it. It's very it's hard to describe because it is very solid. It's got some power to it, but it's not overpowering, and it's weird in a weird way.
It's pretty unique for Mujia Chaguanyin.
Sure.
Technique
is a good word because it's just different enough, different from other Mujia teas I've had.
It feels like a more just modern style Taiwanese oolong. A little bit of that high mountain feeling, like that fruitiness. Didn't super much show up this time, but mm-hmm. it has in the past,
mm-hmm.
and the roast is heavy. I think it was roasted kind of hot to get that kind of that what do you call that? That like toasted marshmallow maybe taste.
Mm. Yeah, it's not like a charcoaly kind of. It's not like a charcoaly roast taste. It definitely has more of that like kind of toasty. Yeah, like you said, toasted marshmallow sounds right.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was when you said it was pretty roasted, I was anticipating something a lot stronger, actually, as far as just in your face. But it's good. It's got a really good base to it, I think.
Yeah, because in the beginning, when you first received the tea, when I tasted the tea, all I could think of is, this is too strong, you know, either on the base or on the roast. And so now it's probably 5-6 months. It got shipped here, and I think the base is still on the stronger side, but I think it started to integrate a little bit on the more balanced side.
And usually when we pick up a tea and the first impression is, wow, this is too strong to drink right now, that's a good sign for a roasted tea.
For roasted tea.
Like the Taiwanese Dahong Pao that we have. Uh-huh. You were there when we bought that tea.
Yeah.
Have you drank it recently?
Not recently, no.
It's shifted so
already
much.
Just in the last few months or
whatever. Yeah.
And I think in like a year or maybe even 2 years, it's going to be
pretty
solid.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Smooth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually once roasts calm down, that's pretty awesome if you can hold on to it. Not mm-hmm. drink it for a little while.
Yeah.
But
good. So that's exciting. Maybe this tea will turn into a different direction.
Yeah.
Or maybe just stay as it is for now. But it's drinkable.
If you want an oolong and you want something with a little more huevos, then...
¿Qué dices?
You want something with a little pig, you know, a little, good aggression.
I thought you were going to say pig intestine.
No, that's delicious as well. But... You know, and you're split between like a Dongding and a high mountain tea. This would be a good alternative for something just different enough.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay. Good session then.
TGYF.
TGYF.
Chaguanyin.
Why is it F?
Friday.
Oh.
Friday TGY.
Friday TGY.
Mm.
But today, it's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
TGYT.
Tuesday, Tieguanyin.
Tuesday, Tieguanyin.
Tegit.
Monday, Muja. Morning, Muja on a Tuesday, Tieguanyin.
Sounds good. So, I think we are getting a bit on the crazy side, so I'm going to close the session right now. Thank you for...
Cha-chi.
they are going to be out of control. So thank you for listening. We'll see you next Monday. Happy tea drinking, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye.